This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here just to talk about the incidents or the allegations that have been going on with the Sheriff's Department. So the first thing I want to say is that the information that you have is the same information that I have. I learned about this when I seen a news report about a drug raid, and this is when this came up. This is the first that myself or the caucus that I lead had any knowledge of this at all. So I just want to make that perfectly clear. I also want to state that we do not underestimate the seriousness of these allegations, and we're looking forward to getting some more information and investigation to find out what happened, who knew what, when they knew it, and go on from there. But at this point, that is what I know. I'll take whatever questions that you may have and answer what I can, but that's where I'm
concerned. Jimmy, you seem to say that you were kind of blindsided by this, that you didn't know about this. Yet in November, you guys approved a settlement about this. So how could you not know?
There was a settlement. There were settlements, and they do not take legislature approval. We did get a letter, a report that there were payments made like any other settlements. It was like a GA settlement, a reconciliation, and it had nothing on there. It was like a property damage thing. Yeah.
Like this.
Right.
Well, do you guys routinely vote and approve on things that you don't read or understand?
We didn't vote on it.
You don't vote on it?
No.
You approve it?
No.
You don't, the legislature does not?
No. No.
Are you guys disappointed in the lack of transparency here? I mean, what is this protocol when there is somebody with the county, with the sheriff's office that does get involved in this interaction?
Well, that would be a question for the sheriff. I don't know what their internal mechanisms are for that. I'm disappointed from the standpoint that we have commissioners over here every session. If they need a job switch or money switch, somebody's here raising their hand, hey, we have this, how can we go a year and somebody don't say, hey, by the way, you know, this happened. You know, I mean, that is disappointing from that standpoint.
Tim, were you expecting to hear just by happenstance, or is there some kind of policy that you're supposed to, legislative body, supposed to be told about these things?
I don't know if there's a policy that says that we should be notified, but I mean, one would think, I mean, there's going to be more questions than answers once we get into all this, but you would think that it would come up from somebody. How does something like this that allegedly happened and nobody knows about it to a year later?
Well, and just to follow up on Nan's question and maybe put a finer point on the one I was attempting to ask, I believe like in the common council, they approve all these settlements. That's how we find out about them.
Mm-hmm.
You say that the legislature doesn't approve them, you're advised, but you're not going to approve them. You think that maybe things have to change where you have to approve something, you have to give them more information,
absolutely.
You know what you were approving if that
Absolutely. We should know that any kind of settlement. I think the problem is with that like today we were notified of six different lawsuits. Somebody fell on a playground or something at ECMC. So there's so many of them. And I think that's why the county attorney is not required to let us know on each and everything. But we should absolutely know that. And that report should be in greater detail of what that settlement was for and what were the circumstances surrounding that. Absolutely. Again, I'm sure the status quo answer now is going to be it's an ongoing investigation. Once this is done, yeah, we will hold committee meetings here. I'm not sure which committee we're going to send it to. Maybe public safety. I'm not sure. But there's definitely going to be conversations about this. This is not going to go away. This is bigger than me and everybody in this room. This is something. But again, what we have now is we have reports. We don't have anything that's in concrete. We know that there were payments made, but we don't know, you know, who was driving. Allegedly, somebody was driving. We don't know what they hit, what their makeup was at that time. Was somebody impaired or not? We don't know all that. Again, like I said, I learned this when I seen a newscast on the news about a drug raid.
Lots of private companies, even other county governments, have policies in place where even if it's just a minor fender bender with something owned by that entity, you know, there's requirements for things like blood tests and things like that. Does Erie County have similar policies with county-owned vehicles?
I'm sure that they do, and I'm sure there's a certain threshold of with the amount of damage where it would trigger like a drug test or an alcohol test, this or that. Again, we're the legislative side of this. You know, there's an HR department. The sheriff has his own people in place that do all this stuff. You know, we don't conduct things like that if there's an accident, doing interviews of what somebody hit or what they did.
To follow up on that, does the sheriff's office have a different county-owned vehicle policy than the county?
That would be a question for the sheriff. I don't know.
So you don't know?
I do not know.
Have you had a conversation with the county attorney?
I have not.
Are you the only member of the legislature that's here?
Today?
Yes. Are you the only one that's here?
No.
There's other members of the body here?
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay. All good?
Anything you want to add?
No, well, once, I just guarantee, once this investigation is done, you will hear from this body, you will hear from us, and we will let you know what was given to us. There's nobody going to run away from this. We're going to meet it head on and see what happened. That's what we're here for. Public trust should not come into question. And I don't know if it did or if it didn't, but we're going to find out. I can tell you that.
Do you have any powers, like subpoena powers, if they don't want to cooperate?
Everything's on the table. We're going to look into all this. You know, like I said, this thing is getting bigger and bigger by the minute. And the first question you answer, there's 10 more questions. So we'll see what happens. But I just wanted to be clear on what we knew and when we knew it. That's what I wanted to be clear about.
All right, next steps from here. What this looks like, next steps?
The next step is, to me, is going to be once some investigations are complete and we get something back tangible. You know, I hear that the Buffalo Police are doing an internal investigation. I'm sure the Sheriff's Department, I don't know, we may call for an independent investigation. We're going to talk about that. You know, we're going to see what comes up. Again, this is a fluid situation that's changing by the minute.